This is a podcast from ABC Overnights.
Hello again. This is Brian Dore with our post-election analysis on Questions Without Notice. We are soon crossing to the Melbourne Club to speak with Liberal Party Doyen Sir Murray Rivers QC. Are you there, Sir Murray?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Sir Murray, it's Brian Dore.
Oh, Brian, come and sit down and have a drink with us. Have a drink. Come on.
I'm not at the club, Sir Murray.
Come on. Come and have a drink. Praise the Lord, Brian. Praise the Lord.
Sir Murray, perhaps we should do this another time. You sound like you're a bit preoccupied.
Hang on a second, Brian. Sir Reginald! Sir Reg! Dearie boy! Dearie boy! Praise the Lord, Reg! look up, Sir Reg, the table. Oh, God.
Sir Murray, it sounds like there's a big celebration going on there.
Yes, Brian. It's Saturday night, actually. Everyone's here. Well, when I say here, a few have retired to their rooms. But, yes, it's party time at the OK Corral here, Brian. Praise the Lord.
An amazing result, Sir Murray.
It's a miracle, Brian. Miracle. I mean, the Lord delivered. We knew God was on our side, Brian, but I tell you what, we didn't know by how much.
Sir Murray, what does it tell us about the country?
Well, Brian, I think it tells us we're a very, very caring colony, Brian. I think that's what it told us. Very caring indeed.
Caring for whom, Sir Murray?
Well, themselves, Brian. I mean, clearly, I mean, it's every man for himself from here on in this colony.
Sir Murray, what do you think turned the election against the Labor Party? What was it? Was it Bill Shorten? What was it?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious what the problem was, Brian. I mean, they had policies. I mean, policies. You cannot win... An election in Australia if you're putting out policies because everyone has to think about them. That's what got them in the end. I mean, telling people they had policies. and, you know, people up in Queensland, they're not stupid, Brian. They saw that Morrison didn't have any policies, so... They didn't have to consider anything, so they get on with their lives. That's what lost them for.
And Sir Murray, clearly the environment wasn't important enough for most Queenslanders.
Brian, why on earth would Queenslanders want another one of those things you just mentioned? What's it called again there?
The environment.
Yeah, you see, Brian, they don't need the thing you just mentioned. They didn't need another one of them. What's it called again?
The environment, Sir Murray.
Yeah, see, they don't need another one of those things. They've already got one, Brian. They've already got one up there. And I tell you, that Bob Brown chap and his bunch of seriously wacko garden gnomes, I mean, going up north trying to stop coal mining, I mean, Brian, now there was a triumph of hope over experience. Praise the Lord.
So, Sir Murray, what do we look forward to generally? What things are going to happen now?
I think the first thing the miracle man is going to do is find a cabinet. Because he's lost a few there. That's the first one.
And other things?
Well, the first thing I think we'll do, we're going to go through the union movement like a packet of Epsom salts and a Vindaloo curry. We're going to sort these bloody clowns out. There won't be any of this
negotiation
stuff. I'll just be told to do what they're bloody told.
And who will do that job, do you think, Sir Murray? Who will get that ministerial position?
I don't think there'll be any question that Peter Dutton will be given the position. I mean, this calls for a bit of tough work. And, I mean, you know, Brian, Peter Dutton is not a man you could ask to sit in the car and only bark at strangers. I tell you what, we tried and... He ate the car.
So, but how's he going to go about doing this?
The miracle man, for the praise of the Lord, he'll give him the defence portfolio as well. And bloody well, I'll tell you what, Dutton will stick an Exocet missile up there, create a collective Khyber. I'll tell you what, quick as look at him.
Well, Sir Murray, thank you very much for your time and enjoy the celebration. This is Brian Dore, Questions Without Notice.